Hi, this is Ainsley Simmons, Chief Operating Officer at LearnVest, and you are listening to the Brand Lab Series podcast from AE Marketing Group.
Learn from today's most innovative brands and observe how they empower employees, engage consumers, design products, and co-create experiences together. Welcome to the Brand Lab Series from AE Marketing Group.
Hi everyone, I'm Brian Walker, along with this week's special guest host, Anna Wassman. We're excited to have you with us, where each week we broadcast from 1871 Chicago and feature today's most innovative brands alongside today's most insightful executives and entrepreneurs. This week we're going to talk about talent, and throughout our first 25 episodes, it's something that has come up consistently from all of our executives and our brands. Talent, culture, employees are always mentioned as probably one of the most critical factors to brand, especially smaller companies like AE Marketing Group or a startup like many of the folks here inside 1871. And I thought it would be fun to have a special co-host with me today. So with me is Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Brian. So today we decided not to have one, not two, but four guests with us on this morning's podcast. So let's enter the Brand Lab.
Good morning, everyone. Why don't we go around the room?
Well, good morning. My name is Dr. Adam Callery. I'm with Harold Washington College. I'm an associate dean, but I'm also an instructor with the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program.
Good morning. My name is Kelly Dobbins, and I'm the Director of Workforce Partnerships at Harold Washington College and the former Director of Alumni Affairs for the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program.
Good morning. My name is Paul Thompson. I'm the Dean of Business and Professional Services at Harold Washington College.
And I'm Bosco Bridges, Executive Director of the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses Program here in Chicago.
So, Paul, you have an amazing radio voice. I might want you to record a little later, just some lines to relax me at the end of the day. I think I would sleep much better. You have a beautiful voice. Well, everyone, welcome. Thank you for coming to 1871 today. Thank you for your willingness or not so willingness to be on the Brand Lab Series podcast. Two quick disclaimers. AE Marketing Group, the company that I found and run, is actually a proud Goldman Sachs 10,000 small business. And two, thanks to Kelly's work and folks like the Aon Foundation and the City Colleges of Chicago, Anna is our intern here. She's been a great addition to the team.
So Bosco, Brian talks often about the talent and alumni network of the Goldman Sachs program. Tell our listeners about this.
Thanks, Anna. So the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses program is a national program that aligns small businesses with training, business support services, and where they need it, financial capital, in order to see small businesses grow. I think that this is the strongest group of growth-oriented small businesses in the country and in Chicago. The quality and caliber of businesses that we see, Brian's business is just one example of the great businesses that are making an impact on their community and also growing their revenues and adding employees, things that we think are important to the economic growth of our country and our city.
Paul, can you share a little bit about the collaboration now between the Aon Foundation, the City Colleges, and Goldman Sachs?
This opportunity with Aon, and I definitely want to give them credit. Aon has hired a number of our students, and they already had an existing program. And the way this actually started was they said, hey, look, we can only take a half dozen interns, but we want to do more. We've got some foundation money. Maybe we can, you know, pay for some folks to work in other places. And we thought about that, and we looked to the 10,000 Small Business Program and said, what a great opportunity.
I think it's important to not forget one very important piece that makes the Aon, Harold Washington College, 10,000 Small Businesses relationship make a lot of sense, and it's money. All too often, small businesses look at internship programs and talent, and they say, I can't afford it. All too often, educators like Adam and Paul and Kelly look at internships and say, I don't want my kids and students to go to unpaid internships because it sets a bad precedent. And you have a bunch of businesses who say, I would love an intern and not have to pay for them. And the unique thing that I think Paul came up with is to find a way to eliminate money as a barrier, to have really talented students work for really great small businesses, who both of which are netting out in a positive because of the relationship.
Well, and as a business owner, I'm very grateful, because you're absolutely right. One of the things that was talked a lot about in the Goldman Sachs 10,000 small business program last year was the need for talent. And, you know, with resources scarce, having the right talent was really key. So, Paul, back a couple months ago, we met at the Aon Scholars Night, the night I also met Anna. It was kind of like speed dating amongst student candidates and businesses. Talk about that.
So I'd like to say that as a carefully architect program where we bring together students and bring together companies, and there's like a plan, but really it's just an opportunity for our students to really practice everything they've learned, not only in the classroom, but also their soft skills education as well, to really, you know, give an elevator pitch, to sell themselves, to really engage with the employers and find out what their needs are and how their talents align with those opportunities.
So Vasco, in addition to leading the Goldman Sachs program at the City Colleges, you yourself are a business owner. Can you talk about why talent is so important?
As a small business, culture is a big piece of talent, both acquiring the right talent, but also managing and keeping and retaining the right talent. And for me as a small business owner, what you realize is that you can't necessarily afford to pay the biggest salaries all the time to get the best talent, like a company maybe like Google or a company like Facebook. So what you got to do is you have to figure out what other things can you offer as a small business, whether they're flexible work hours, interesting benefits. But finding the right talent and looking for unique and interesting places to find it is probably one of the biggest challenges, but the biggest opportunities that small businesses face. I think that the collaboration between the 10,000 Small Businesses Program generally and Harold Washington College, one of the City Colleges of Chicago, and thinking about how small businesses can look to the community college pool for talent is a untapped market that I think every small business should think about when you're looking for finding the best people to help you grow and build your business.
Brian, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When you sat down to make the decision to bring someone into your company at this stage when you're expanding, what were some of the things that you were looking for in an intern, and why did you make the decision to bring an intern at this time?
Well, you're absolutely right. We're in quite a growth spurt now and have been for the last several years. In fact, we were just named an Inc. 5000 fastest growing company in the U.S. But with growth can sometimes come challenges, both in terms of building process as well as obviously building out the right talent. And when it comes to talent, I really want to look for people that are willing to learn, people that are coachable, and people that are able to operate in a really fast-moving and kind of nimble environment. We are very much like a startup in terms of how we operate, and that environment isn't for everybody. So I definitely need people that can adapt and people that can be incredibly proactive and kind of take the ball and run with it. And having the opportunity to meet some of the candidates through the Aon Scholars, I saw a lot that I think could fit that bill. And I was especially excited that I was able to snag Anna.
Well, we're counting on you re-upping for an intern next year. So we're looking forward to that.
No pressure there, huh? So, Dr. Adam, talk a little bit about both being a mentor and the value of internships for the students.
I think the biggest thing is I was also an intern for at least 4 years as I was going through undergraduate and then moving on into graduate school. I was an intern as well. And the beauty of having a mentor is that the mentor helps you to define your role in the organization.
Can I jump in there a little bit?
Of course you can.
The other thing that's so difficult for us to teach our students in the classroom environment or even within the programming that we do that's outside of the classroom is navigating a corporate culture. there really is absolutely no substitute for time in the chair, which is why the internship is so important. And then when you layer on top of that a mentor who can help you, you know, kind of read the tea leaves, you know, to navigate, to understand some of the nuances in every organization, because they all have specific cultural norms. They all have different ways of interacting with each other. They all have different value systems about what it takes to be successful, what it takes to be promoted or brought on full time. And a mentor can really help you kind of focus in on some key attributes, some key areas, so that you understand, you know, how you're showing up in the organization and how you're being perceived. I mean, that's, I think, probably one of the biggest challenges for a lot of our students is they don't have great self-awareness skills, you know, and I mean, I think that's true of a lot of adults as well. But a mentor really helps you by reflecting back, you know, those things that you do and how you're executing your work in a way that allows you to kind of focus in on a specific way of making yourself more successful.
Well, and I think you're absolutely right, because I was probably 5 to 7 years at least into my career before I even realized the value of what a mentor could bring. And I've been lucky to have several, and they continue to evolve as my skills evolve and my needs evolve. Because early in my career, if you had asked me if I would start and run a business, I would probably have said, no, that's not on my radar. So as my own journey evolves, the need for certain mentors and relationships and networks like the Goldman Sachs certainly has helped me as well. But I think those are some great points from the City College point of view. So why don't we turn it to the actual intern? So Anna, talk about what it's been like to be an intern here at AE Marketing Group.
So Brian, it's been great, and I've told you this before too. I feel like this internship has really allowed me to apply and expand on what I've learned in my marketing classes. While I think what you can learn from marketing books is the basic principles, I think that marketing is really something that you really need to just do. And this internship at AE Marketing Group has really given me that opportunity to really learn and get that hands-on experience that you can't get in the classroom.
And yeah, we have talked about that a lot. And I definitely think that that is one of the beauties of an internship program, is actually getting some of those skills. But one thing that I think was a little funny about your internship in particular, though, was I actually threw you right into the deep end in that first week, which was all part of my master plan. But talk about what your first week itself was like here at AE Marketing Group.
Yeah, Brian, it was really sink or swim that first week. No, but it was great in the best of ways. My first day was really just immersing me in everything from AE Marketing Group's the culture, the environment, and just how AE Marketing Group works. And then the next day, we're immediately in Appleton, Wisconsin, because we're going to go do this commercial shoot for some of our customers, Network Health. And so what we were doing was we were getting up every day at 4 a.m. and shooting until 9 p.m. every night from Tuesday until Friday. So it was a very long week, but it was a great week. You know, I think, Brian, you really gave me that opportunity to learn with that hands-on experience that I was talking about in a way that most interns never get. You know, you never hear about interns really being thrown into a production shoot right away, unless it's, you know, oh, my intern's here to get everyone coffee at 5 a.m. But, you know, I really wasn't that intern. I was there shooting some videos and behind the scenes stuff that really was a great hands-on experience just my first week. So I was immediately immersed in everything AE, and I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, you were talking to media reps on your first day, and you were talking to a number of different customers, production artists, filmographers, and everything that first week. And even instead of getting coffee for the client, you actually sat down and had coffee with one of the clients.
Yep.
In downtown Appleton. So you were very patient that week, but I really wanted to make sure that you got maximum exposure, because as I alluded to Dr. Callery's earlier question, I mean, we really do operate like a startup, and we are really fast paced, and obviously that's how that week was.
Anna, what advice would you give to students who are contemplating taking on an internship?
I would say do it. You can't lose anything from getting an internship. You're either going to learn you don't like something or that you do like something. And it's really just experience. You know, someone can tell you about an internship or the great experience or the terrible experience they've had. And, you know, you have to experience it for yourself. That's the only way you're going to learn and you're going to grow as a student or like as a young professional.
Anna, can you talk about the combination between the things you've learned, but then also the impact you've made to the business, right? What successes have you seen in your work at AE Marketing?
So I feel like I've learned so much over the past few months. One of the main projects that I've been doing is the Inside the Brand videos that give you a behind-the-scenes look on all things AE Marketing Group. And it's been a great experience because I've been able to interview some of our customers as well as executives on topics such as employee advocacy and customer experience and things relating to, you know, co-creation and even things that go farther into brand. So I feel that I've really made an impact in not just helping with the overall process of how AE Marketing Group makes decisions and plans, but I've been able to help Brian make creative decisions. And also I've been working with our digital strategist on improving SEO to our website.
And I just want to jump in about a couple other things from the CEO's point of view with an intern. And that is that I see a lot of companies that see their intern as someone to maybe grab them coffee or post on social media because that's what they think all the millennials do. With me, I wanted to make sure, because I know we talked, Paul and Dr. Adam, about the value of a mentor. I wanted to give Anna the type of exposure that I would have wanted if I were still in her shoes 20 years earlier. Mm-hmm. And one of the other things that I've done, and Anna, from an impact standpoint, has been great, is she has met several of our customers. She's met several of our C-level executives, the CEO of the Bunker Labs, the chief administrative officer of our largest customer. She's been with the vice president of development of UCANT. She has got the opportunity to meet executives because, as I told her, as we kind of plotted out her summer track, there are things that I won't be able to teach you or things that I don't know, but I have my own network, whether they be our customers, whether it be my Goldman Sachs peers, whether it be folks at 1871, that can expose you to things that I even can't. So I want to make sure that she always has that in front of her. And she's been a great impact in terms of the value add to that.
Well, thanks, Brian, for those kind words. It's really been a great opportunity to work with you and learn everything from AE Marketing Group. The team here is great, and I've really enjoyed getting to learn more about customer experience, co-creation, and everything to do with employee advocacy. I can definitely say that I'm an employee advocate of AE Marketing Group.
Well, thanks, Anna. That's really sweet as well. It's been great, and I look forward to continuing our relationship together. And thank you for sitting in and co-hosting with me today in Natalie's absence. So that just about wraps up this week's Brand Lab Series podcast. I'd like to thank our guests, Kelly Dobbins, Vasco Bridges, Paul Thompson, and Dr. Adam Callery for joining us today.
I want to thank our listeners for joining us in the Brand Lab today and to invite you back next Tuesday as we continue our journey of today's most innovative brands as we learn how they empower employees, engage consumers, design products, and co-create experiences together. Until next time. To listen to other Brand Lab Series podcast episodes, visit brandlabseries.com. And if you have any questions or ideas for future Brand Lab Series podcasts, email us at info@brandlabseries.com.